American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Once you've lost market access, even if the trade war ends, you don't get that market back.
That's Brian Keel, who's executive director of Farmers for Free Trade based in Sheridan, Wyoming.
What Farmers for Free Trade does is it helps educate farmers, port operators, trucking companies about the importance of trade, and then it helps them speak out in support of trade. So it's really about working with people that depend on trade to get their voices heard.
We spoke about how Chinese retaliatory tariffs could impact the beef industry trying to get into China.
Yeah, no, there was some good news last year about China finally opening the door a little bit to beef after years and years of efforts. And in fact, Senator Max Baucus from Montana is one of our co-chairs, and he was ambassador to China. I mean, this has been one of his causes for years to try to crack open that market. So I think we were all very excited to see the beef could start to be sold in China. We're worried that this trade war could set that back. So that's one of the markets we're very concerned about.
And there is hope that the Trump administration will try to straighten all this out so that ag does not become massive collateral damage due to the steel and aluminum retaliation.
We certainly hope so. And, you know, there's been some positive signals from the White House that they're going to be in direct talks with China, which is great. That's our hope. You know, no one is saying that China is behaving well. So it's not a matter of should we be addressing China's actions. Of course we should. I think we're just concerned about what's the impact on agriculture. We want to make sure agriculture is taken care of and that this doesn't turn into a trade war that lasts 2 years, during which time we lose market access. Once you've lost market access, even if the trade war ends, you don't get that market back. You know, some of your competitors stepped in and is selling product.
And the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association reports on critical, raging wildfires across their state, and they still need help. But they're still looking toward the future and planning those summer meetings. We spoke to Chancey Hansen, Director of Communications, and she's also the Cattlemen's Leadership Academy Coordinator.
We kind of gear up with our junior Cattlemen's summer preview show that's on May 31st through June 2nd in Stillwater, Oklahoma. That's a really great event, and what makes it unique is that our junior Cattlemen's Board of Directors actually puts on that show. So it's junior Cattlemen's coordinating event for fellow junior Cattlemen's, which is a great, great learning opportunity.
More information on these events and, of course, on those devastating fires at okcattlemen.org. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.